Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Ready to continue your vacation? Great. You deserve it. So, put on your beach sandals. We're heading to the beach along the Pacific Ocean to watch as the sun disappears. Just come on along for the stroll. Nothing works like a walk on the beach. You've got time. Here. We'll be heading out when we come back on the Wildside News.
Well, I'm home, but now I'm heading off to the ocean, to the beach, to the Pacific Ocean. And I want you to come along. So here we go again. Welcome to my Toyota truck. Okay, putting on the seatbelt here.
And Sonata was part of Lee's preliminary round performance.
NPR. So away we go. Hopefully, next stop, Pacific Ocean. It's a beautiful sunset.
It's about, he's essentially somebody, a border guard on the Texas, on the border with Texas and Mexico, who kills a Mexican cowboy.
Heading down Highway 101.
What he does is takes this border guard and forces him to take the body
at the beach
in Mexico.
So, we're not long.
And it's basically like the different time.
So I've come to watch the sunset here on the Pacific Coast. I'm heading down to the beach. There's people around. Big fires. Smoke in the air. And unfortunately, I cannot see the sun. Maybe if I get lucky, it'll break through just at the last minute. But I want to share this with you anyway. The sun is going down. And we're now down here on the beach. And you can hear lots of people. Not too many. There's probably about 60 people down here. This is the surf. Just as I hoped, suddenly the sun is peeking down below the clouds. It's as if it's right on cue. And there it is, and now As I see the sun setting, in reality I'm going to feel the earth turn because the sun is fixed. There it goes. Here comes the earth, it's spinning. It's spinning. Away from the sun. And there, now, we spin away. Goodbye, son, until we meet again tomorrow. Well, I'm finishing my day here at the beach, and I just watched I came down here to watch an earth turn. It's an important concept. You don't really watch the sun set. What you're really watching is, you see, this thing is the earth turning away. And that's a good way to put yourself in context with what's really going on. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's kind of fun, because then you can start to sort of feel the ride, as opposed to imagining somehow what the earth is... that the sun is setting. So I came up and watched an earth turn. But what are you out here for? Where have you been?
My name's Everett.
Everett.
My name is Jill.
Now, you come out to the beach here quite a bit?
Yes, we live nearby. Uh-huh. And we like to take a night run right when the earth is turning.
There you go! Of course, you're a science teacher, that's what I hear.
Yes, I teach science down in National City.
What grades?
Seventh grade, life science.
So what are kids thinking about nature these days?
That's a good question. Bugs are something to be scared of, and squash, and... you try to get them to love the nature, but they don't see much of it down there in the city.
But how about yourself? Why is it that you are drawn to science and nature?
Well, it's from my mom. She used to take us on walks, and it just seems like a part of me. You know, I've always been drawn to nature, and I lived in Africa, in the jungle, in the Peace Corps, and that really... I got away from all the fast paces of this world and found the peace that you can have when you're out in nature.
It's kind of a shame that so many people seem not to know about that.
And so many people that will never experience it, never have the chance.
So what would be your hope in terms of how to get people to, you know, kind of keep it going and keep it healthy? Because we need to.
I'd like to get people outdoors more, do outdoor education, get them out to experience it, get them away from their computer technologies and Game Boys. It would be nice if they could do a field trip without a Game Boy.
I've been away from environmental education long enough where I haven't experienced that. That would be terrible. So when you come to the ocean here, what happens to you? Any changes?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's just, you're stepping out of society. I'm in a comfort zone here, and there's no judgments happening. There's no games to be played. You just feel like you're one with nature.
Yeah, Mother Nature accepts you no matter what you smell like.
Was that directed at me?
No.
Even after a run.
Thanks. Okay. Well, I'll let you folks get back to your evening. Thanks, and
thank you.
And maybe we'll run into each other again.
All right. All right.
Check that out.
It's a deal.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, that's another day, and I thank you for coming along. And I hope you get a chance to head on your own. That's this beautiful world. So, goodbye, Ocean. So this is Sydney Wildsmith saying goodbye until we meet again here on the Wild Side News, or anytime on the archives on your Voice of the Earth.
Moderate militants coming out here?
I think we're seeing a couple of issues framed in such a way that Republican moderates who have been looking for an opportunity to step away from the general direction of their party in Congress, not necessarily the party in the country, but the party in Congress has been taking a distinctly rightward direction in the last several years. The leadership has gotten more conservative in the last several years. And some of these people have been looking for a way to differentiate themselves, and they're getting it. They're getting it on the judicial issue where it will show them.